This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Tim Kearns, and we are joined by the trio of Salem News sports writers, Phil Stacey, Matt Williams, and Nick Giannino here with some reflections and thoughts on today's Salem Super Bowl loss to Fairhaven. Matt Williams, since you're the closest here, let's just start with you. Some thoughts on today's game.
Tough game for Salem, obviously, but gave themselves a chance at the end, right? Got the ball back, gave themselves an onside kick, which is, you know, not your best opportunity, as Coach Bouchard said. That's not your favorite way to get an opportunity, but it's still an opportunity, right? It's that old line, you're saying, I got a chance, right? So they gave themselves a chance, and it wasn't to be, but certainly doesn't diminish, you know, the incredible things done by Salem. I mean, as we've said a million times, like, you know, 24 months ago today, we're sitting here watching Marblehead and Connor Cronin, and if I had leaned over to Phil and said, hey, 2 years from now, we're going to be here, and guess who's going to be playing? Salem. Right, he would have had me admitted for some serious testing at Mass General Hospital. Okay, so that's how remarkable this run has been, and you got to take your hats off to Coach Bouchard and his staff and all the players, because you know you keep asking him like, this is crazy, isn't it? And he keeps saying, nope, I always knew 100%. You know, maybe there's a little bit of bravado in that, but I think if you've spent time around these guys for the last 2 years, you realize it's true. Like, they were true believers and they made it happen.
Yeah, he was a true believer right from the beginning, and I wasn't a believer right in the beginning, that's for sure.
That's honest.
Because I didn't want you committing me. All right, other than that. Phil?
Yeah, I mean, to kind of go off of Willie's point there, I asked Matt, you know, half hour or so ago now, like, so when it was 60-6 and you were losing to Beverly on Thanksgiving, the middle of the second quarter, you believed that you could be at the Super Bowl? And he did. He said, what, 100%, right? Absolutely believe, yeah.
No,
so, I mean,
none.
Yeah, I know Matt's an eternal optimist, and that has really rubbed off on his program. The players do believe. We saw that today. You know, they haven't had a lot of games this season where they've had to do the hunting. You know, they've been the one being hunted for most of the season because they've gotten out to huge leads in most of their games, including the two playoff wins over Cardinal Spellman and Stoneham in the last two rounds. So, it was different for them to have to try to come back the way they did. But they fought, and they gave themselves a chance, as Willie alluded to. I think you have to mention, it took a superhuman effort by one player in particular for Fairhaven to get it done. I mean, what did he finish with, Nick? 46 carries?
46 carries, 228 yards, and all four touchdowns.
And that's a state record for carries.
Super Bowl.
Good correction, yes. And I know Salem game plan for him. They knew what was coming. He was just one of those kids that you were just not going to stop today. He got great push from his line. I think Salem made some good adjustments. But, you know, in the end, it's difficult, no matter how much you can practice beforehand, it's difficult to stop an offense like that, a triple option that Fairhaven ran, when you don't see it on a semi-regular basis. And I think that played a part in their undoing today.
Nick, you got the sheet there. Tell us, what was Fairhaven on fourth down?
Yeah, 3-for-6 on fourth down. I mean, they went for it. If they were within 2 or 3 yards, they were going for it on fourth down, it seemed.
Including, like, deep in their own territory.
But I think you got to give credit to Salem for those three stops. You know, you look and you think the kid carried 40 times for 200 whatever it was yards, and he was totally unstoppable. But Salem did get a few stops, and to give themselves that chance. I mean, you know, if Fairhaven
sometimes by a chain link,
exactly.
Yeah, like it was super close.
A couple times there, yeah.
And I think on those stops, you got to give credit to Shane Field. Al Ferrioli had some big stops there on the defensive line, and Rocco Ryan came up and made some too, but. You know, it's not like it was a hot knife through butter all day. And look at that, 4-for-12. 4-for-12 on third down isn't great. So Salem was good on the money downs, even though they gave up a lot of yards.
You know, Willie, you mentioned going for it. Or Phil, maybe either one of you mentioned for Fairhaven going for it for fourth down in their own territory.
Yeah.
That was in the first half, though,
yes.
I think, right? And they were moving the ball better in the first half, not so much in the second half. If they were in a close one or two touchdown game in the second half and they were presented with that situation, I think they would have punted myself, in hindsight.
You know? No, I agree. And what I think I really loved about Salem's effort today was their resiliency, how they kept, you know, they weren't going to die, and you wouldn't expect them to at reaching this point. But, you know, the halfback option pass, trying a little bit of razzle dazzle. Acuna hits Grimes for, what was that, a 26-yard pass when they were on their own 6-yard line and needed to score. That was the start of that 94-yard drive when they got the touchdown that put them within four points at the time, right?
Yeah, because we said they went for the extra point there.
A great call by Matt Bouchard. I mean, as we've alluded to, he's really underrated as a play caller. And I think, like, you know, you're backed up at your own six, right? And the other team's probably thinking, okay, safe, probably a draw, probably a run. And he pulls that out of his pocket. And, of course, that's why it hits. I think that's a shining example of why he is so good at what he does.
Nick?
Yeah, I mean, we've covered a lot here, obviously, but just looking at some of these numbers, you know, Marquez with the 228 yards, he really didn't have a ton of big gains. I mean, he had that 148-yard run up the middle for the touchdown,
yeah,
where he kind of just found the hole right at the line of scrimmage and broke off. But other than that, they only had three or four plays that went for more than 10 yards. So Salem was, you know, by and large, doing their job, slowing down that offense and making them work for every first down. Like we mentioned, the fourth down conversions, the third down conversions, 4 for 12 there from third down, 3 for 6 on fourth. So, yeah, it was just one of those things where they, you know, Fairhaven kept plugging away, stuck to their guns. Would they pass it one time? They
passed
it
two passes,
one completion. So, I mean, like the guy said there, they knew what to expect with this triple option and the run, but it wears you down.
You know, Salem had a couple of chances for some really big plays, too, for TDs. Mm-hmm. Was it Rocco Ryan and Ozuna each, I think, had?
Had a pass picked off on the 1 yard line.
Yep.
Which was another drive killer right there. But, yeah, they lost two fumbles, right? And then the interception.
Three turnovers.
Yeah. And,
tough.
You know,
two turnovers in the red zone.
Yeah. You know, that could
they benefited from one, but yeah.
Yes, they did.
Right.
That could be the first weekend in September, or that could be the first weekend or on the verge of December. It's going to hurt you no matter what. Timeliness obviously played a huge factor today because against that team, committing three turnovers was not going to win you a ball game.
All right. A big season for Salem football, a big day for them here at Gillette. Unfortunately, they come up short, but what's going to be in the paper on Friday in the Salem News? What can you share? Well, give us a tease here.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be lots of blanket Salem coverage. You know, the loss doesn't deter that. We want to, get our opinions out there, let people know what happened. And, the gamers that they have on this team, what happened. Nick will write a game story and a notebook from the game. Willie's going to have a column giving his thoughts. I'll do something for page one of the newspaper. And because of our deadline, we didn't have a chance to run our St. John's prep stuff from late Wednesday night in the actual physical paper. So we'll have a game and a column from Willie and myself on that too. So it'll be wall-to-wall Super Bowl coverage.
Lots of football. So the people that don't like football, you know, they can skip this one.
Not something for everyone, is that what we're saying?
Well, hey, this is what's going on. The other seasons are over. We're sorry, you know.